New studies show a city with a rapidly changing religious and ethnic structure. With almost a third of its population foreign-born, Catholicism is on the wane. Carrie Skyring reports on Vienna's rapidly changing religious landscape and how the city is dealing with its new identity.
The bells of St. Stephen's. The sound is synonymous with the city, just like the cathedral in which the bells hang. It's a big draw for the tourists who flock here for the tour of its catacombs and to climb its towers. But for the citizens of the Austrian capital, this church and the hundreds of others which dominate its landscape is increasingly irrelevant. Still a draw for the tourists, but no longer a big draw for the majority. Because in Vienna, Catholics are rapidly becoming the minority.
So, but okay, if we start with the global flow of people, that's a new way of visualizing it.
Ramon Bauer, crunching the numbers at the Vienna Institute of Demography. With a mouse click, he can illustrate the world's changing religious and demographic landscape. And Ramon's own city, Vienna, is a striking example of this revolution in religion, brought about by migration, changing fertility, and religious beliefs. In 1970, more than 80% of Viennese said they were Catholic. Now fewer than half say that.
It's mainly, I would say, social change towards a postmodern society on the one hand, driving them out of the churches. We see also in the statistics that every scandal in the Catholic Church was related to a lot of exits from the church. So with every scandal, more and more were leaving the church.
That's part of the picture. But since the 1970s, there have been waves of immigration from Turkey and Northern Africa, and in the past decade also from the east and southeast of Europe. Anne Goujon is leader of the Human Capital Data Lab at the Wittgenstein Center in Vienna. She's looking at the past, present, and future of Vienna's religious landscape and finding some tension associated with these changes.
I would say that the topic of religion in Austria is actually raising a lot of questions and a lot of debates, not always in the right way as we see. I mean, it's very hard to open a newspaper in Austria and not see something about the topic of religion, be it mostly about the place of Islam in the Austrian society. And so I think what we see in Vienna and in Austria is not very different from what we see across all European countries.
Another big driver of change in the religious landscape is the rapid increase in the number of people with no religious affiliation.
Within Europe, we have clearly a trend towards more secularization. This is led mostly by people having more individual sense of religion, so not adhering to a religious denomination as such, but having a belief in themselves. And therefore, we have an increased trend towards secularization.
No sign of secularization here. This is a special prayer service at a mosque on the banks of the Danube River in Vienna. The faithful are being called to show their opposition to radical Islam and the Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria. Hundreds pour into the compound, spilling out of the mosque into marquees and meadows. It's in stark contrast to the scene in many of the city's churches, where empty pews are the norm.
Once, as I came to Austria in 1986, we were accused that time. We are hiding ourselves in the cellar and under the ground. What are they doing there?
Tarafa Bagajati is the chairman of the Austrian Muslim Initiative. The mosque in which we meet is the only one in Vienna with a minaret. A prominent sign proclaims its height as a rather modest 32 metres. The city doesn't ban minarets, but it rarely approves them, even though Islam will be the religion of 19% of the population by 2031. Mr. Bagajati says it's time for Muslims and their mosques to be more visible.
As an example, we have now a very beautiful Islamic cemetery in Vienna. It needed more than 30 years of negotiation till we have it. And now everybody is happy. The neighbors are happy. The people are happy. That means we should give the knowledge of the people that our visibility is not against the society. Our visibility is a part of this society.
Just a few hundred metres from St. Stephen's Cathedral, another set of bells rings out from the belfry of the 600-year-old Church of the Maltese Order. It's midday on one of the city's exclusive shopping streets. The bell reminds believers that it's time to stop worshipping Mammon and come to prayer. Despite the noisy reminder, only two people turn up. Inside the church, I'm meeting Eitan Reif, spokesman for an organization called Religion is a Private Matter, which campaigns for separation of church and state and an end to religious discrimination. With demographers forecasting that the number of people with no religious affiliation will soon be in the majority, Eitan Reif says it's time to change some laws.
Actually, privilege one group means the discrimination of another group. This is the wrong way. The better way to do it is just to try and define laws that will apply to everyone and maybe remove some of the, older laws that are pretty much obsolete by now.
Austria's government is considering adding several religious holidays for Muslims to a calendar heavily biased towards Catholic holidays. Eitan thinks this is still not a fair way forward.
This is something that, again, is discriminatory because we think that people belonging to other religions or especially not being religious should also have the opportunity of taking, at least 3 days in this case. There is no need to privilege only one group and have a lex specialis just in order to have a few more votes next time.
Vienna's Catholic Christian traditions are visible and audible just about wherever you go in the city. But changing demographics mean others are beginning to demand their place in this religious landscape. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.